Hi there. Welcome to The Preventable, the podcast giving you a seat at the table with conversations about the intersection of alcohol, drugs, and mental health in everyday lives. Take a seat and join us.
Welcome to The Preventable. With me today is entrepreneur, new friend, and I would say lover of learning, J-Dev, president and CEO of Modern Dope. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
When we first crossed paths a couple of years ago, I had no idea what Modern Dope was. And I saw the name come through as kind of having a third-party sort of fundraiser-ish for the organization. Had no idea what you did. Did a little bit of research. And then I'll just be honest. I mean, I think some things happened and I dropped the ball. And then we saw your name come up again not that long ago. And I said, okay, I have to know more about it. Are we being punked? What's happening? We had an awesome conversation. I think I planned on us being there for like an hour and we ended up being there for more than two.
It was great.
And we just kept talking. So I knew that you had to be on this podcast because I want everybody to know about Modern Dope.
Thanks for thinking of me.
So thank you again for being here. But then also, Modern Dope. It's a clothing brand. It's a lifestyle. It's more than that. What is it?
It's a lot of things.
It's like open to interpretation, right?
Yes. The brand is open to interpretation. And the business side is mostly web development.
Huh. Yeah. So when people hear the word dope, typically, you know, they'll think of drugs.
Right.
And at Prevent Ed, we talk to kids about dopamine and how there's natural dopamine and then there's what we call fake dopamine.
Right.
And it's all about the brain, right? What I like about your brand, what I've seen on your social feeds and just clothing in general, is like it's a statement. And it leaves you to ask me, what is Modern Dope?
Right.
And for me, like, I think I'm Modern Dope.
For sure.
You know, I think I'm like,
absolutely
cool and weird and different and quirky.
It's so weird because people are able to connect with it without even knowing what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's open to interpretation, is because everyone sees it differently. But deep down inside, they all kind of know what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you first heard of our organization, which used to be called NCADA, when you were doing like a school project or something, right?
Right, right.
And the school project was specifically on the opioid epidemic at that time, particularly like prescription drugs and heroin.
Correct.
And you and your project partners really dove in, learned more, but also realized you were just scratching the surface.
Right, right.
And so as a result, you've gotten curious.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't really a school project. I think I had just graduated college.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
I didn't want to correct you while you're mid-sentence. It started off as me wanting to know more about mental health and drug awareness and drug addiction. So when I first reached out to you guys, I was just scratching the surface.
This was just because you were interested.
Yes. So it's not just me. It was me and some friends from college. We had graduated and we wanted to do something more than our day jobs that we had, just picked up after graduation.
Yeah.
Or just started. So.
So you started to learn more. You wanted more information about substance use disorders, but also mental health.
Correct. Correct.
And so, like, where does that come from?
It's a great question. I think I'm just genuinely interested with our country's relationship with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about over coffee, we talked about Dope Sick.
Yes.
You had seen the TV series, and I was just reading the book. And that book opened my eyes up to a lot of the history behind why we are today.
Right.
Why we're here today.
Yeah, how we got here.
Yeah, how we got here. So that's where it started for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful for everything in my life that has lined up for me to be able to be an entrepreneur. And I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be self-employed and deliver value to my community and especially my clients and my family, mm-hmm. and, you know, be able to provide for my family. So when I first started out working for myself, I was genuinely interested in self-development. Routine and discipline is something I strive for every day. I practice to get better at that every day. Mm. And I love reading self-development books. And I honestly feel like impact the economy in a positive way.
Yeah.
So baby steps right now can hopefully lead to bigger things in the future. Drugs are different for everyone. Everyone's got a different relationship with drugs. Mm-hmm. And I came from a very open-minded perspective. And I felt like reaching out to your organization would help me learn more about what you're doing mm-hmm. To make an impact. And I
think what's interesting about you, you know, you're talking about the fact that Modern Dope is a combination of kind of the brand, the clothing, but then also the tech side of it. And what, to me, that boils down to, you know, as a nonprofit, we struggle with telling our story. How do you make something that for some people is so shameful, so has so much stigma, is such a yuck part of their life and their experience? How do you instill hope? How do you raise funds? How do you explain prevention? Which essentially we do our best work when nothing happens, right? So I can't show you something that we did because we do our best work when nothing happens. So when nothing happens, that's a win for us.
Right.
And I think that it's not just unique to Prevent Ed. I mean, a lot of nonprofits struggle with their story, especially if, you know, they're not puppies and babies. That's an easy story to sell. I'm not diminishing those causes, but that is easy to sell.
Right.
Substance use disorders is difficult.
Right.
What I find really interesting about you is that you, at least my perception, you think visually. So whether it's when we met, you were like, okay, we need to do some infographics. We need to get on social and we need to show what's happening. And I, you know, using your brand and showing that it is possible to be cool and hip and fill in the right word and not to be under the influence of substances. Like, those two things happen.
Right.
But you're doing that in a visual way. Is that intentional for you?
I think as a digital marketer and then a web developer by trade, those are things I've been studying and that's just my expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do something bigger than me. I definitely want to make a positive impact to my community, and hopefully the economy one day.
Yeah.
Like I said, when we were having coffee, I'm very grateful for the opportunities that I've had to be where I am right now. And I want to be able to impact the next generation,
mm-hmm.
even the current one, in a positive way and help them be able to have opportunities of their own present themselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is about education and staying level-headed.
Mm.
So those are the things that interest me.
Level-headed.
Yes.
That's a good way of putting it.
Very passionate about having the right routine and discipline. So I read a lot of self-development books mm-hmm. on the matter. So over the past 3 or 4 years, I've been working on my company, the business side of things, launching the web development side of things off the ground. Also grateful to be able to provide value to my clients who I work with. So I really want to be able to help be a part of what Prevent Ed is doing, for
mm-hmm.
example,
mm-hmm.
In terms of making a difference to mental health and drug awareness.
Because you're also, some of the proceeds from your products also go to benefit NAMI, right?
Correct, yes.
Which is a wonderful organization that yes. really supports and uplifts folks with mental health challenges,
right?
And we know that those two, substance use and mental health, I mean, those go hand in hand.
Right.
Sometimes it's like, which came first? you know? And so to me, it makes a ton of sense that you're focusing on giving back to substance use disorders and mental health and figuring out how to uplift those through a platform, which is kind of unconventional.
Definitely, yes.
I mean, it's an unconventional way to draw attention
for
to
sure.
these causes.
Most definitely. And it's weird in a lot of ways how it's grown to become that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything I could ask for right now. It's definitely going in the right direction. Like we were talking about earlier, I'm a visual person. And I just wanted to put my... I want to be able to put my digital marketing, web development skills to use to bring more awareness to the platform.
So
to your platform.
Let's say... Well, and I want to bring more attention to your platform.
Thank you.
So let's say that a musician comes to you and says, wow, I want to wear your shirt on stage.
Sweet.
But you know that, like... You're not totally sure that they're in line with your brand,
okay.
like structure and discipline and things like that.
Right.
Have you thought about that? Like, I mean, what if, let's say, somebody comes to you and says, I want to wear your shirt in concert, and you know this person is leads a lifestyle that might not be in sync with yours.
Right.
What do you do? What do you say?
I've never really thought about that one. I'm overly optimistic.
See, that's the problem. I'm right. overly pessimistic.
No, I don't think that's the problem. I think that's how, you know, you think about things and get things done. If someone were to approach me like that, I don't know what I would say.
Yeah.
I'd probably let them wear the shirt.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably want to get to know what that artist team is like.
Uh-huh.
Not just the artist, but what is their team's background like
right.
as well. So for me, getting involved with an artist would also be building that relationship with their team and their organization as well.
So two things that I think make you really unique and that I think makes St. Louis unique, but I'm not sure, is you seem to be a product of St. Louis's kind of thriving tech community, at least in the last couple of years. There's really been a boom. But then also... apparel. I mean, St. Louis has had roots in apparel for a long time. I mean, we used to be a shoe town,
yeah.
right? So it's, but to me, it's like this really nice marriage of you being a product of the tech side of St. Louis and the apparel brand grit. I'm going to start my own thing. Like, I mean, where does that come from?
It's funny you brought up the shoes, because I was just having a conversation with my friend yesterday.
Okay.
And his dad used to sell shoes in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
Pretty big. And he used to sell it directly to Santana, the musician at the time.
Okay. All right.
But that's a great question. That's just a side note. That's a great question, because I think St. Louis being St. Louis, we're in the Heartland region of things. We get a little mix of the East Coast and the West Coast. And then we get a lot of people who move to St. Louis and then out of St. Louis as
yep.
well. So I think we're just a modgepodge of different cultures within the United States mm-hmm. and abroad. And in terms of tech, St. Louis is a great place to start a startup or
yeah.
Be a part of the tech industry.
And I don't think people realize that. I mean, you don't think St. Louis and you're not like, oh, booming tech industry, but that's definitely something that over the years, I mean, there's a few different innovation hubs, right? Like you have T-Rex, you have the one that's kind of right down the street where we're recording. That's
yeah.
more like ag.
Right. CIC.
Yeah, exactly. CIC, which stands for...
I don't know what it stands for. I always call it CHICH.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That's the one down by the Cortex kind of, right?
Yes
by
yep.
the IKEA.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you have... Like, are you part of one of those, or...?
I'm not.
Okay.
But I've gone to a few of their happy hours here and there.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, it's really cool to see that community thrive in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of factors go into it. I think St. Louis is a great place to start a family.
Yeah.
So, there's that. There's the standard of living, cost of living. That really makes St. Louis a good... what's the best way to put it?
I describe it as kind of an incubator. Like,
yeah.
But that's, I also describe our organization as an incubator. Like we have people who come in, we give them skills, give them support, and then they go out and kind of go wherever. But hopefully they come back to us someday. Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Well, you're saying all these great things about St. Louis, but you just moved to Chicago. So what's that all about?
Yeah, I've always wanted to move to Chicago. I used to go there with my family when I was a kid and just really wanted to be a part of the bigger metro. So I'm there right now. St. Louis is where my heart is, but Chicago is what I'm exploring currently. I'm still finding my way around the city. So that's the other thing is St. Louis is a great incubator for a lot of these startups and a lot of tech companies currently. But where I come from, it's I've been freelancing over the past decade now, and I've been able to build a network with other freelancers from my university, UMSL, and in St. Louis in general, where there is a group of millennials, for the most part, that are doing a great job providing value for small businesses.
People wonder and always get worried about the next generation, right? Like they sit back and they're like, oh, this next generation, they're so soft, or they've had their parents be helicopters for them, or they, you know, love rock and roll or whatever, fill in the blank, right? And we have the privilege of working with a lot of really amazing young people. We have one on our board of directors, actually. She's a senior in high school. I hope she runs for president someday. I mean, and I just think that if you think that the younger generations are failing or are missing the boat, then clearly you're uninformed, you're uneducated, and you're not hanging around the teenagers that I'm hanging around with, or you're not hanging around with the millennials that I'm hanging around with.
People like to focus on the negatives most of the time because it's easier. It's human nature.
It is.
But yeah. Are you mentioning Pooja, by the way?
Yes, I am. Right. I am. Yes. Pooja for president.
What was the name of the project that she did?
She's working on those Nalak boxes.
Yes.
Where she's trying to put, and she's succeeding. I mean, she is presenting all over town trying to get Nalak boxes in. And, you know, she's making incredible moves. And I am convinced, and you or no one else could tell me differently, I'm convinced that the reason our state finally got a prescription drug monitoring program is because of the teenagers that we unleashed on the legislators last year. And they had reasoned arguments, they remained calm, they were poised, they respectfully said, no, I'm sorry, you're wrong, you're misinformed on that. And I am really convinced that that's why we have a prescription drug monitoring program.
Right, for sure.
But I think for people who are like, oh, millennials, I mean, all they have to do is kind of look at you and it's like, no.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I can vouch for all millennials.
Well, of course.
But the thing is, I feel like I'm very happy to be born in that time period.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because they didn't have Ring doorbells back then. And, you know, your folks wouldn't know if you're sneaking out.
True story.
But that being said, the first podcast episode you guys had, I went back and listened to a few, were some Gen Zers, I believe.
That's correct.
And it was amazing how articulate they are. And that whole podcast really, it goes to show that it's not about what generation you're born in. It's about how much you care.
Yep.
And what work do you want to put in? I believe that if a person is in the right mindset and proper environment, a healthy, positive environment, that they should be able to make good decisions for themselves, healthy decisions for themselves.
That's right.
And like I said, that's me being overly optimistic.
If people want to find you, they want some assistance with helping to develop their brand and the tech side of it, if they want to purchase some of your amazing swag, how do they find you?
ModernDope.com. The people I actually love working with the most are some of my clients who do a lot to give back to the community as well in their own different ways. If you really believe in something and you feel very passionate about it, I definitely want to work with you and have a conversation with you and help you take your vision there. But yeah, I'm on Instagram too. It's @ModernDope on Instagram. You can check out the different different swag we have on there as well.
Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And, you know, next time we need to get together and I want to learn more about you and really your origin story, because I think that to get to where you are now, I think there's a lot to unpack there, and I'm really excited to hear more about it. So thank you so much for joining me at The Preventable. I know that you gave us a 5-star review, right? Very exciting, because you liked that episode with the Zillennials.
There are a lot of great episodes on there.
So if you like this, if you want more of this, please consider rating, reviewing, subscribing. Give us a shout out, because we love when people listen and tell us how we're doing. So thank you so much for joining us, and look next time on The Preventable.
All right, sweet. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at The Preventable, brought to you ad-free by PreventEd. PreventEd works to reduce or prevent the harms of alcohol and other drug use through education, intervention, and advocacy. Please visit their website at PreventEd.org. Like what you heard? Rate, review, and subscribe to stay up to date with what we are serving on The Preventable.